Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to yet again another installment of the AP3 podcast. It's your boy Alex McBuckets, and today again I'm joined with my lovely co-host.
It's Anthony O'Hara. You already know.
It's your boy Lito. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? In the mind of Lito, ladies and gentlemen.
In the mind of
Lito. We're tapping, folks. Anyways, today's episode of the podcast is sponsored by nobody, so we're putting this bottle back on the floor.
Blue Chew!
No.
Sponsor us!
Jesus
Come
Christ.
Come on! I be getting those orders in. I be needing them sometimes. Y'all never used a Blue Chew before?
What is that?
That's no, just like fucking, like your Superman.
What is that?
It's like those, like boner pills. Get you...
Viagra?
Do her right.
It's you need Viagra?
No, I don't need Viagra.
You need Viagra? Damn,
bro. Nah.
We got a lot to fucking dive into. We want to start this podcast off by saying that a lot of the shit that we say on this podcast is for our own enjoyment and for the shit of our friends. So if any of these celebrities that we talk shit on want to work with us in the future,
we
apologize in advance. All right. Now let's get into it. Guys... So we got to talk about fucking Metro and fucking Future and Kendrick starting this massive fucking beef with Drake and J. Cole. Angel, would you like to start us off? This is Lito, but also young Champagne Lito.
Champagne
Lito's...
Man's never been in marquee when it's shut down, eh? Trust me, daddy.
Crazy. Yeah. I'm essentially... I'm not surprised about the beef, you know what I'm saying? It's been going on for, it goes back to 2009, basically, from like when Kendrick and Drake used to go on tour together, actually. I believe it was in Los Angeles and Toronto, one of the two cities where they started their tour. And it wasn't until 2012, 2013, when the beef started getting crazy, when Kendrick dropped Control and basically shouted out Big Sean, Wale, ASAP Rocky, Drake, and all these other rappers that were like at the time in their competition with Kendrick Lamar. And yeah, and basically Kendrick was just saying, I want to compete with y'all. That's what he was saying in his lines. He was something like, I want to murder y'all, something like that. You know what I'm saying? I want to murder y'all fan, whatever. He was just trying to compete with, you know, the likes of ASAP who were popping and still popping till this day. And, you know, Drake, who was still on the come up, you know, when nothing ever was the same, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, he was rising in the ranks. You know, he was like number one, number two with Kendrick Lamar at the time. Right. But in an interview, I forgot with who at this point, but in an interview after the fact, Drake really got, like, he wasn't really mad about it. He was just more so like he acted sensitive and soft in the eyes of many. He was like, if you're not gonna act, if you're not gonna, like, you know, be real about it when we see each other in person, why even mention this stuff about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
It is true, though. If you're gonna say something and just, like, then when you see him in person, you're gonna dap him up like you're cool, that's, like, kind of whack, though.
At the same time, it's competitiveness. I mean, I see where Kendrick is going for with that track. I'm not sure. I'm a Drake fan through and through, but, like, the rap game is competitive from, like, the days of Jay-Z, the days of Biggie and Pac, you know. Everything was competitive, even with Cube, when he dropped No Vaseline on NWA back in the day. Everything was just competitive and stuff like that, you know, where everybody's just trying to be number one, trying to get the most Grammys. But I feel like this beef was coming eventually. It's been there since way back in the day, so I'm not even surprised. And I feel bad for J. Cole. He just got thrown out of nowhere.
This your boy?
Yeah, that's my boy, nigga. We ref the same smart tech.
You just got fucked up with him. Both y'all niggas gonna get clapped up when I get back. Both of y'all niggas.
What did I do?
It don't fucking matter.
If I were you, J. Cole, I'd fucking violate.
Well, to be honest, we've been seeing Cole drop these like little snippets for a majority of the summer through these like little vlogs while he's been on tour with Drake and like a couple of other things. I think
you do not want to mess with Cole.
Yeah, I think Jermaine's about to step into the booth and it's about to be over. But I do feel like everybody should just hold off. I know Drake's kind of like overseas right now. He's in Turks and he's on like tour with Wayne, so we're gonna have to wait until he's done on tour with Wayne. My thing is, all right, if there's gonna be like a Avengers style or like, you know, fucking Cavs Warriors 5v5 right now of this beef, what are y'all looking like?
That's Civil War.
Are you saying Drake is LeBron?
Nah.
Oh. Kendrick Lamar is Steph Curry?
No, Kendrick is... No, Kendrick... Yeah. Kendrick's like KD. Oof. No, as a matter of fact, Future's KD in this situation. Hold on, let me clarify. Future's really KD. Metro Boomin's like Draymond.
You gonna gas up? I would not gas up Future like that, to be honest.
He's KD. He's KD.
No.
Because wait.
I like Future, but he's not like that. I said it for Meek Mill. When in the last pod, he got made by Drake. That collab album, he wouldn't be as big as he is now without Drake. Drake is fucking Thanos. And they're assembling the fucking Avengers because the Kanye wasn't enough.
You gotta chill because you're talking like a New Yorker who listens to Drake. Yes, that's exactly. No.
But he wouldn't be the same without
You're not Drake. You're not listening to Future like they're banging Future in Magic City and in the ATL.
Sensational.
Future's also like the godfather. Hold on. Future's also the godfather of like that like age of like rap trap in the ATL. Why you think all these dudes is coming out now saying that they're backing him in the first place? Like, you also gotta realize that Drake's also taken a bit of a side where he's been more of a pop artist than he's been a rapper in certain instances. And that's why people are gravitating more towards Future and more towards the side of what's going on with Metro and Kendrick. Yes, I think Drake is a great lyricist. I'm not denying his ability as a rapper. But I understand that he's also at times been a pop star and not a rapper.
He's had ghostwriters
in the past, and nobody else has come through with these allegations on other people, which they probably had their shit ghostwritten too.
Future is a better lyricist than Drake?
I'm not saying that he's a better lyricist, but I'm saying that for the genre of rap, Future's always stayed in that lane. He hasn't gravitated or shifted from that lane. And in certain instances, yes, but not as much as Drizzy's done in pop.
But that just shows how talented he is. He does all the things. Future can only do one thing.
Okay, but Future has the backing and the forefront of being...
Why does he have the backing? Because of his music or who he is?
Of what's going on. Maybe both.
Nah, not because of
music. And Drake, and we're acting like Drake don't got it because it's both too.
Nah. He's fucking Thanos, bro. You need Ye. Ye and Drake was not enough, and we praise Ye, and I love Ye too. But now you need Rick Ross, Kendrick.
That Drake is Thanos because they need to assemble a whole team, but they're not even looking to assemble a whole team. Everybody just switching up on Drizzy. Don't nobody want to fuck with Drake. Nobody's fishing for you need to be doing this.
He's on top. They mad that he's the best.
It's fun.
Wait, but you can also say back then, 2013, that Kendrick was on top of the world and Drake was hating on him.
True.
He was literally Kendrick swept the Grammys.
For one year.
The album that he dropped that year.
1 year?
The album that he dropped.
He's been doing it since 2014.
No, but I'm saying back then.
Hold on.
We're going to add like Drake is innocent in this too? Nah. Because Kendrick. Because Kendrick back in 2012 or 2013 swept the Grammys. Like, it was no debate with that first album he dropped.
Come for you. First of all, To Pimp a Butterfly came out in 2015. Your statement said that from 2014 on, Drake is on a run. Drake didn't even come out with the best album in 2014.
I like Views more.
Ooh. What?
Which album was better? To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar or Views by Drake? Let us know down in the comments. We're going to put up polls on Instagram too. Let us know down in the comments down below.
It's almost a no-skip album.
And 2014 is J. Cole with 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
That's so fucking.
So
that's my favorite hip hop.
That's why I'm saying that you gotta that's slow right. down.
You got you number three. You left.
Yo, Brody.
You left.
Yo, Brody.
You came back and you hit a nice Yo, bar. Don't Brody. Mean that you're the king of this shit.
Okay, essentially this beef has revitalized hip hop. Because now everybody's talking about it. You have us talking about it. You have Drizzy responding at concerts. Both Drake and Kendrick Lamar are freaking legends of the rap game.
Drop more life in 2017. More life not putting up more numbers than damn. That shit ain't putting up no more numbers than damn. Where you stand though?
On the beef?
Yeah. We'll go with three. You can either be Drake with a response. You could be on Kendrick's side. Or you can be J. Cole and remain neutral.
J. Cole.
All right, fair.
I'm low-key that I think about it. I think Drake needs to say something because if not, they're going to call him a bitch.
Yep. But he decided to make pop music. They started calling him a bitch.
You could say he was a bitch back in 2013, though.
Oh! Kendrick's like, bro, I don't want to be considered one of three. No, like, I'm either number one or nothing.
Fair. It's a competitive game.
It's a competitive game, bro. It's a competitive game.
But one day, I hope Drake and Kendrick make up in some way, shape, or form, because they make bangers together, like Poetic Justice and that one song on Take Care, which was a banger as well. It's just crazy how these beefs happen, because Drake has had beef with Meek Mill. They made up eventually. He had beef with Chris Brown over Rihanna, and they made up. So hopefully in the near future, Drake and Kendrick could just work this out, and then they could make some banging music.
Also, let me just put this out there, just because I see this on my timeline, OD, and I just like, yo, Big Sean, do me a favor, homeboy. Ooh. Yo, bro, go take a nap, son.
Yo, go take your baby.
Yo, bro, go be a father, cause you don't want to answer the prayer right now.
I really like Big Sean.
Big Sean, eat that booty like groceries. What are you talking about?
Oh my god!
What are you doing?
Our idols, they've low-key been failing us lately in the media. I'm not gonna lie. We needed this beef.
We're talking about it.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
But a rapper that I feel like needs less beef in his life. P. Diddy.
Because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you gotta tell him no.
Let's talk about it.
Oh my god.
What a transition.
Wait, can you summarize what happened?
Yeah. Okay, so basically, Diddy was facing certain allegations that were going on devoted to, like, you know, certain people coming out and saying that he was involved with this, like, tricky, you know, molestation, you know, being a big artist and stuff like that. And these allegations were coming out that there were certain dudes that might have touched a certain way coming up in the game. It's mad crazy. A lot of artists have come out. Cat Williams has come out in the media. Many people have gone and said, you know, like, these Diddy parties from back in the day, he wasn't associating with it. Cameron May said something about it, like, hey man. So, you know, it's a lot of people that are respected and have had, like, high regard in the game that are coming out and going, yo, this man was a little bit on some suspect timing.
Savage! I'm a savage! Oh! I'm a savage! Whatever I want, I'm going to get!
Now, Diddy just popped up in the news recently because there was a raid that happened the other day in Miami. A bunch of federal agents came into his house. He's involved in this, like, sex trafficking ring on some Epstein type shit. Jesus. Word, I'm sorry if I'm breaking the news to y'all right now.
Oh shit.
Possibly. Not putting it past Diddy to be on that list. Know what I'm saying?
Syracuse also connected, right?
Yes, Brendan Paul.
No longer saying pause, we're saying no Diddy.
Yeah. Moving forward, just using no Diddy from here on out. And yeah, it is what it is. I feel terrible because, you know, like, now all of these things are coming out, but he is also like an asshole of a person. I've heard him talking, like, interviews and stuff like that. And then that whole thing with, like, that, like, Joker situation that came out a couple of years ago. He, like, assaulted somebody outside of a club.
Actually, I got something to say on that. What I think is that, like, back then, they didn't think that, like, the internet was going to be as big as it was, and then you're going to be able to find things that, like, are trying to, like, hidden away. Like, what's good about our generation is that we've already seen it growing up, so people who are now entering the social media world is, like, trying to be a little bit more careful. With back then, like, they said things, and they were, like, it would record, and, like, people never really thought much of it. You know, we've seen it with, like, just, like, old clips of people saying, like, wild things, even, like, things that are, like, maybe, like, racial slurs or, like, sexist or whatever. Very, you know, true. You know, we saw it in, like, well, I'll say his name, but we saw it with Donald Trump, you know what I mean? Like, we heard mad shit. We're like, oh shit, I forgot he said that. And then, like,
very true.
It's just I feel lucky though in that sense, just because, like, you can't, like, now we know, like, yo, this will bite you in the ass if you don't, like, take, like, be careful.
True.
In a way, that, like, kind of happened with us, like, when we started the podcast.
What
like,
the fuck are we talking about? What do you mean? I just want to let everybody at home know none of us were touched since the podcast has been started.
Misunderstanding. I'm talking
non-consensually.
About, I'm talking about, like, us watching what we said. You know, in the beginning of the pod, we would say, like, some really wild things. But it is okay.
And you guys can check out our old podcast at AP3 podcast
on YouTube. Right, you already know.
Check on Apple.
Check out the one with Lito.
Oh, on Spotify as well. AP3 podcast on all platforms.
Speaking of social media, did you guys hear about TikTok possibly being banned? Believe it or not, by the government. I have actually like a full description of what's going on. So basically, the House of Representatives passed a bill. I don't know the name of the bill because I'm not that geeky. They passed a bill leaving the owners of TikTok with an ultimatum. It's either you find a buyer for the immensely popular video app or face a nationwide ban in the U.S. The reasoning behind it before, according to a lot of news articles, is because the legislative action toward TikTok stems from national security concerns related to its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. So, three of us, Anthony has 25,000+ on TikTok.
I started on TikTok. Back when it was like, yeah, what was that other one?
Musically.
When it was like Musically, but way better. And I knew that this app was going to be like something big. It sucks like that it got so big and then it's a Chinese company. So they can literally like sell all of our information. If you notice, you can say Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. And your phone will pick it up. You'll start getting TikToks of, like, beef and people making those videos.
The algorithm,
like, they're listening. So, like, in that sense, like, I get that, like, it's losing our sense of privacy. But I don't think they're going to ban it. I think an American company is going to buy it out within, like, whatever time they have.
I have the exact act here in front of me. Let me Carl Anthony Towns mode right quick.
No, for sure.
This bill prohibits an institution of higher education from receiving federal funds unless the IHE, otherwise known as Institution of Higher Education, takes certain actions to ban the use of social media video application TikTok. Specifically, the IHE must develop and implement standards and guidelines prohibiting the use of TikTok on electronic devices owned or issued by the IHE and requiring the removal of TikTok from these devices. The bill includes an exception for the research that is conducted, supervised, or authorized by an IHE's faculty and pertains to national security, law enforcement, and telecommunications or cybersecurity.
Give it up for Carl Anthony Towns, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
And the IHE, is that like also run by like, no, do they fall under like Apple and
Android? Yeah, sorry, my bad. Like so that? IHE is just Institution for Higher Education, and that's basically the concept of the algorithm. That's just how they're summing it up in this like little reference right here.
What's really shitty about it is all the money that's going to be lost. There's like a lot of people that like make their living off of like lives or who have started their business and are blowing up their business because of TikTok. Like, you know that guy that he's the actor, he goes for sure.
Yeah.
He would not be popping right now if it wasn't for TikTok. Like, I mean,
there's a bunch that like Sally's Pizzas guy and dude's name,
you know what I mean, like all these companies, all these startup businesses are gonna get shit out of the best Keith marketing Lee. Tool
that's what I was thinking about, sorry.
They're just going to be shit out of on all the best marketing tool that businesses have right now, and that's TikTok.
Absolutely.
You know?
I completely agree.
So that sucks.
From what I've understood, the issue with TikTok is that info is being leaked to the Chinese, basically. And it's basically like, for example, if I were to be a banging TikTok star that has like 3 million, you know, followers on TikTok, they would sell my information to the Chinese government, which because it's a Chinese owned company and is basically compromising my own security. But at the same time, millions of people, myself, Alex here, Anthony here as well, we use TikTok in a way to spread our individual, you know, basically everything that we do in our day-to-day lives, also what we want to do in the future. Me with my music career, hopefully one day it gets popping, all glory to God. Alex with his fashion stuff, for example, and Anthony.
I've been doing my lifestyle. I just dropped a TikTok today, actually, if you saw.
There you go, his lifestyle. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the AP3 podcast. It has been a pleasure and an honor to stand in front of you guys with alongside my boys Alex and Anthony to talk about mass that's been going on in the world. And, you know, providing entertainment and making y'all laugh, hopefully, during your lunch break or whatever the hell you're doing with your life. So, enough with that being said, you can find me on Instagram, @angelito_SO5, where I do post in the Mindolito. I'm trying to pursue something in music. You know, you can find me on TikTok, @angelito_S5. Alex, my boy, present your socials to the people, please.
No, guys, it's your boy, Alex McBuckets. You guys can find me on all platforms at alex.mcbuckets, on the gram, on TikTok, on Twitch, on YouTube. I'm on all that shit, and upload's been inconsistent, but like, we'll get there eventually when I'm not feeling lazy and when I'm up for it. But yeah, guys, go keep rocking with our shit. Anthony, where can they find you at?
It's your boy Anthony O'Hara 17 on all platforms. I just want to give a shout out to everyone watching. If you made this far, we love you, we fuck with you, thank you for all the support. Keep on hitting us up. We ask questions pretty much every week. If you want to be on the pod and get your question asked, let us know. And with that, peace. Make sure to keep those pussies tight.
That's not where I thought that was gonna go. Jesus
keep them tight.